Our final article this month retraces the history of Britain's suffragettes. 100 years ago, British women, or some of them at least, gained the rights to vote after a long and notoriously brutal fight. Smashed windows, bombs, prison, courage and sacrifice, all a part of these women's remarkable story. Listen to the history of these women, then answer the five questions that follow.
Slow progress. British women got the vote in 1918, but the arguments in favor of women's suffrage began a full century earlier. Over the course of the 19th century, more and more men were given the vote, yet women were still not considered to be mentally stable enough for political responsibility. This, as women suffragists argued, was ridiculous. How could it be logical that an independent woman who paid taxes and employed men could not vote, while her own male employees possibly could? Slowly, these arguments won more and more support, but governments of the time remained too timid to change the status quo.
The fight becomes physical. In 1903, after decades of peaceful protest, some suffragists decided that words and logic alone would never convince the government to give women the vote. More direct action was needed. Led by Emmeline Pankhurst and her daughters, the women who became known as suffragettes began a campaign of civil disobedience and rising violence. It started with the vocal harassment of male politicians, but soon became physical. They armed themselves with guns and bombs, chained themselves to the barrier around Buckingham Palace, smashed shop windows and set fire to churches and politicians' houses. Historians are divided about whether such tactics helped or harmed the cause, but it is the suffragettes, rather than the law-abiding suffragists, who are most celebrated as heroines.
Women sent to prison. Imprisoned for their criminal acts, the suffragettes often went on hunger strike. The authorities, determined not to create martyrs, responded by force-feeding them. This became a public relations disaster when details of the brutality the women experienced in prison became public. So, the government changed tactics. Under a new law, known as the Cat and Mouse Act, suffragettes were allowed to starve themselves, but they were released from prison before they died. As soon as their strength returned, they would be reincarcerated on a new charge.
Victory at last. The most famous of the suffragette actions came in 1913, when Emily Davison threw herself under the King's horse at a race. She died from her injuries 4 days later. Opinion is divided over whether she meant to die that day or just disrupt the race to draw attention to their cause. Coming just before the start of the First World War, it was also the climax of their movement. As the war began, suffragettes and suffragists suspended their campaigns and many went to work in munitions factories, replacing men called to arms. This calming of social conflict, as attention turned to the greater fight, explains why, 4 years later, it was no longer controversial when a new government at last granted the first voting rights to women, those over 30 and who owned property. It took another 10 years for Britain to give men and women equal voting rights.
Did you understand? Your five questions on the suffragettes and women's right to vote start now.
1. Who founded the suffragettes?
A. Emily Davison. B. Sylvia Pankhurst. C. Emmeline Pankhurst.
The answer is C. The suffragettes were founded by Emmeline Pankhurst.
2. True or false? The arguments in favor of women's suffrage, or voting rights, started in 1903 with the founding of the suffragettes.
False. The arguments in favor of women's suffrage began much, much earlier. 3. Who died after jumping in front of King George V's horse?
A. Emily Davison. B. Sylvia Pankhurst. C. Emmeline Pankhurst.
The answer is A. Emily Davison.
4. When were British women first given the right to vote?
A. 1928. B. 1918. C. 1938.
The answer is B. British women who owned land and were over 30 got the vote in 1918. 10 years later, in 1928, women over 21 were given the vote.
5. And finally, when did French women first gain the right to vote? Was it before or after 1918, when British women over 30 first got the right to vote?
The answer is after. Compared with many other Western countries, women's suffrage came late to France in 1944.